Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. Today we're going to talk about a serious topic. I'm actually going to begin reading from the website of Fox 32. Miami University said that former Blackhawks video coach Brad Aldrich, who allegedly assaulted a Blackhawks player in 2010, is also accused of assaulting two people while employed in Ohio. Aldrich has never been charged with the assault of Kyle Beetz in Chicago in 2010. However, Aldrich went on to assault a teenager in Michigan, did time in prison, and is now required to register as a sex offender. Revelations about the Blackhawks' handling of Beetz accusations led to the resignation of Blackhawks general manager Stan Bowman. Former Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville, who moved on to Coastal Florida Panthers, also resigned. The pattern of abuse continued at Miami University, which hired Aldrich in July of 2012. According to a report put together by an outside law firm, between his time with the Blackhawks and his job at Miami, he had worked for Notre Dame. The university notes that Aldrich did not have any criminal convictions or arrests, and also that he did not provide any references. During the summer of 2012, Aldrich worked at a hockey camp at Miami, and that's where he found his first alleged Ohio victim, an intern who was an adult when they met. That man said that on November 17, 2012, while hanging out with Aldrich and other friends, he got drunk, went to Aldrich's apartment to sleep it off, and woke up the next day to find himself being sexually assaulted. That November 2012 assault was immediately reported to Miami University officials, and as Miami got ready to tell Aldrich on November 27, 2012, that he was being suspended, he resigned. The victim never filed a police report. Around that same time in 2012, a Miami University student said Aldrich assaulted him in a very similar situation. They were out drinking. Aldrich suggested the man stay at his apartment, and he woke up to find Aldrich sexually assaulting him. That incident was not reported to Miami until 2018. That victim did file a police report. In 2013, Aldrich sexually assaulted a 16-year-old while volunteering with a hockey program in Hutton, Michigan. Now, I wanted to start right there because back in 2010, Brad Aldrich was working for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, this was during the time when the Blackhawks were making their, you could call it a modern hockey dynasty run. A young player, Kyle Beetz, was brought into the organization during that time where he was threatened and he was assaulted by Brad Aldrich. Reports show that the teammates knew about it. Reports show that this was brought to upper management. John McDonough, president of hockey operations at the time. Ownership knows about this. But nothing was done. It was all covered up. And it was covered up in the name of winning a championship, in the name of not having any embarrassment, not having any outside distraction. Now, over these last few months or so, there's been a lawsuit that was recently settled between Kyle Beetz and the Blackhawks, and an outside firm, Jenner and Block, was hired to investigate and to report on all the findings and just the history of all of this that happened. It's 2021 now. That happened back in 2010. So we're talking about over a decade of mess and scandal that was never handled appropriately like it should have been. So not only did Mr. Beetz unfortunately have to live and fight, and he remained anonymous for a long time, because God forbid we talk about the Blackhawks in a negative light. God forbid we talk about a championship team. As I said, his name was not revealed only until about a week and a half ago. But for so long, he had to fight and live with the trauma and the pain of what happened, and how it was just swept up and ignored under the rug. And I'm just so sick and tired of how this is a constant theme here in this country, in our lives. And that monster was allowed He was allowed to celebrate with the team when they won. He was allowed to receive a bonus, and then he was quietly dismissed instead of immediately being fired and reported to the authorities. And then he went on to go to different places around this country and harass and attack other people. And Kyle Beach wasn't the only Blackhawks player he attacked. He attacked another player. He harassed an assistant as well. But he got away with it for such a long time. He's a registered sex offender now, yes, but he was allowed to damage a lot of lives. And there's no guarantee that the ones that are reported are the only ones that it happened to. There's no guarantee that he didn't affect and harass a lot of other lives as well and was allowed to get away with it. Now, I will say this. Thankfully, at least in the local Chicago media, this has been covered and covered extensively. When you listen to the major networks, Fox, FS1, ESPN, it's not given the coverage that it should be getting. Lives were damaged and were allowed to be damaged, all because an organization wanted to win. And let's not forget the people that had the power to stop this, the people that had the power to say no and put an end to this, they have kids as well. They have kids. They have children. They know how important it is to keep your kids safe. And this monster was allowed to harass someone's children for years. Multiple victims. Now, recently, Brad Aldridge's name was removed from the Stanley Cup. It's scratched out. And I have mixed feelings about that because, on the one hand, to have his name associated with such an honor is insulting. But on the other hand, I kind of wanted to stay up there so that people remember that this man's name was on there because the organization didn't want to do the right thing. And the people who allowed him to continue, the people who are guilty by association and by covering it up, their names are still on there as well. It's still on that cup. They say that those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Well, for too long, we've read in history, we've heard in history, and we've seen, unfortunately, recently how a group or a person or team struggle for power, struggle for dominance, struggle for money, fame, success, will allow them to ignore good morals, to ignore good character. And they become this soulless machine that's just trying to push forward to some arbitrary goal instead of doing the right thing. And it's time for us as a people, it's time for us as Christians, it's time for anyone who is listening to start demanding that the people around us be better, that the people in power in high places be better. We have to start demanding character. We have to start demanding more and stop ignoring everything that's been going on simply because of a game or because of awards or because we look up to these people. No, we're all flawed. Nobody is perfect. We don't need to put anyone on a pedestal anymore. We think about what happened at Penn State some years ago. We think about what's been going on in the Catholic Church for a very long time. These institutions that are uplifted so high that the name of the institution cannot be tarnished, so they sweep scandals under the rug. Just like within the Catholic Church, this man was allowed to go from place to place. He was dismissed instead of being reported and called out. And more victims just continued and kept growing. And normally around this time, you know my episodes, I don't talk for too long. So normally around this time, I say thank you all for listening. Please send me your prayer request. And I do want you to keep sending me your prayer requests. But if anyone who is listening knows somebody who has been a victim. If anyone who is listening knows someone who has gone through something like this and they're willing to share it, I would love to share your story. I would love to hear your story, because we need to be reminded of the horrors of life sometimes. We need to be reminded about what's really going on out there in the world and what's being covered up. And people who feel like they don't have a voice, they need to be given a chance for a voice. So I'm offering my platform, and I encourage anyone who has been a victim of abuse to seek help, to seek counsel, to not try and self-medicate, but really try and get help and reach out to someone. And as always, let's end in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for healing for all those who have been abused and who have suffered and feel like they can't speak out or feel like they aren't being helped. I just pray that they will receive help and comfort in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray, Lord God, that morality, that a strong desire for morality begin to arise in this earth, in this time, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will begin to hold people more accountable than ever before all across the planet, Father, that we would realize the value of human life, that we would realize the value of protecting one another and looking out for human life, Father, that we would demand more, Lord God, and that the church, Father, that the body of Christ, Father, would demand more, and that they would fight for every single human individual on this planet, Lord God, because you made life and we serve you and we know that life is precious, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.